Number 132. Learning. What have you really learned? What have pedagogues taught you? They may have been pedants, but my teachers taught me a lot of useful stuff. One pedantic teacher taught me how a pauper once used pastels to create pastiches and make some money. He later became very famous. In a pre-med pathology course at university, I learned how a paucity of pathogens can make a peachy person peak and even kill them in their peaky state. I also learned how pathological investigations can help to solve crimes. Another teacher told me about the lives of patriots and also how excessive patriotism can be a bad thing. In cookery class, another teacher showed me how to make pastries and patties when I feel peckish, and why milk is often pasteurized. The patriarch of a local Indian tribe told me about his patrimony. I even remember an aging pastor giving a passionate introduction to a special paste that could remove the ugly patina from bronze statues. He also told me that there was no such thing as a peccadillo, but I didn't believe him. A successful local businessman gave me my first pecuniary lesson, warning me never to peculate patrons in any way, lest they take their patronage elsewhere. He also told me never to pawn anything. Someone taught me to pedal a bicycle when I was a little kid. Someone taught me to sew on patches. A patrician taught me how to be a gentleman. That was probably the most interesting and useful course I have ever taken. I learned the patois of a mountain village from an old lady. An English teacher taught me to speak and write with pathos so that I can make people feel pathetic. I know why chickens peck. I know why many people are pavid when they see snakes and spiders. I know what a pecan looks like, so I can distinguish it from other nuts. I have been shown which fashions are in and which are now passé. I have been told why pastoral paintings were so popular in Britain in the 19th century. The reason is actually quite patent. I know and understand all this from my teachers, yet I have never studied pedagogy, so I have no idea how they got this information into my head. However, I do know that I was never a passive student, and that my teachers, in their various guises, never patronized me.